Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Groceries. You know, if you've got like a big list of groceries, you might be doing it on your own, or you might be, you know, as we were talking earlier, maybe you don't do the grocery shopping and, you know, maybe you're at Home Depot. But you can probably... I'm serious.
Okay.
Do you do the groceries? Do you do the grocery shopping? So that you would probably relate then that you're probably not the one that comes home with a handful of grocery bags.
Well, no, not from the grocery store.
Okay. So have you ever come home from Home Depot and you've got a bag of...
Oh, yeah. Pallets full of stuff.
There you go. You've got us. He's got really big arms. He doesn't carry bags. He
actually
carries
trailers full of stuff.
Easy now. But if you think about it, I mean, I know personally, it's like I got to do the shopping, and it's just like I can be in and out of that grocery store in 30 minutes. I know exactly. I'm picking up the same things.
Take a list, or do you keep it in your head?
I don't really need a list sometimes unless I decide to branch out.
You're one of those.
Chicken's getting kind of old. I need a new recipe, please. You know what's funny? I actually downloaded the Betty Crocker app. We're back there, but no. I really need to change things up. But I can get in and out of the grocery store in probably about 25 minutes. Wow. Unless I want to like cook something new, then I'd be like, And I will tell you this: if you are ever in a grocery store and you need to look for an ingredient that you don't know, It is amazing. You ask somebody, and the people who are shopping there are probably more informative than the people that work there. And they're like, "Yeah, that's actually aisle 4. It's actually on the second line next to the blue box." And I'm like, "Did you used to work here?" "No, I bought that actually last week." And I'm like, "Oh my goodness!" I'm like, "Wow, thank you so much." But you think about it, it's like. You know, personally, like I can come home from shopping, and you empty out the trunk, and it's just like me. It's just like, man, I wonder if I can carry this whole thing and not have to make two trips. So it's like you've got your hands full of groceries when you come home, and it's like you think about it. All of your focus is on that doorknob. All of your focus is like, all right, now I just got to get inside. I got to get into the door, and then you get to. The kitchen, and you're like, I got to get it up on the counter. And it's like, if you're carrying all these things, your focus can only be, it's just like, it's kind of like, you know, 5 feet in front of you. But at the same time, too, I'm going somewhere with this. It's just like, I think about there is.
Oh, okay.
There is. It's not about Betty Crocker. But if you think about it, on the opposite spectrum of that, have you ever gone for like a walk? And you're just by yourself, and there's a park close to my house.
There's a
park that's close to my house, and I'll go for a walk. And if you're not carrying anything, it's so much easier to just kind of look around.
Is it?
Yeah, and you kind of look around. And the reason why I'm saying
really?
I don't know what it is. These are not distractions. But if you think about
just don't look that way.
I'm trying not to. But if you think about it, if you think about it, how many of us are trying to carry stuff that we're carrying all these things, we're trying to do it on our own, and we're wondering why our focus is only 3 feet in front of us? And I'm reminded, is like when you look at in Philippians... In Philippians 4, that he was right in front of my face. I'm serious, okay. And it says, in Philippians 4, it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And when you're walking through just life right now, and it's like you're looking on the news, you're looking at your neighbors, and you're like, I just want to be peaceful. Like, what do I have to do just to be peaceful right now? And I'm like, I'm trying to carry the family. I'm trying to carry, I don't even want to watch the news. I'm trying to, like, I got to go to cheerleading practice and all these other things.
What?
And I don't, but I have a lot of friends that do have people and their family with chili. Come on, empathize. Come on, empathize with those around you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But it's just like we're trying to walk through life carrying the groceries of our responsibilities, wondering why am I still so stressed out? Why am I like all of these things that are happening? But God says the fact that don't be anxious. And God wants us to walk through like we're walking in a park. Having those gazebo moments with just like, it's so important of just like giving it to God. And it makes me think about the peace of the cross. Because yeah. I know God has given me so many things that I'm sure many of you can relate with. It's just like, I cannot do this. Mm-mm. And we have such a tendency that God gives us something, he shows us something, we lay it down, and for some reason, we pick it back up.
I know it.
We lay it down, we pick it back up. We lay it down, we pick it back up.
And why God do we do that? Why is that?
We are just continuing to just remind ourselves, it's just like, we can't do it on our own. We can't do it in our flesh. Mm-mm. God is continually giving us things that causes us to cry out to God. And I heard something this week that somebody said to me that's just like, you know, God is never going to give you something that's bigger than yourself. And I'm like, really? I don't know about that one, because right now I'm feeling that's pretty much everything I've been given is bigger than me. But you think about the beauty of it. You think about the beauty of that difference of when you're carrying those groceries and you're setting it down on the counter, how much relief is there on all that weight that's down? You know, we talked about a program, you know, there was a prophetic word by John Paul Jackson. And what God said to him was that my people are going to cry out to me. Mm-hmm. And it's going to get darker and darker and darker mm-hmm. until they do.
Right.
And it's like, I can just feel it's just like there are so many listening. It's like you've been carrying those groceries. You've been carrying the groceries in the workplace. You've been carrying the groceries in your family. You've been carrying the groceries in your neighborhood. You've been carrying groceries about something that's not even yours. Mm-hmm. You've been picking it up. And because your hands are so full, you can't even be faithful with that which God gave you. Because you picked up what God called you to put it down. God gave you the gift of the cross. He gave you the gift of that, you know, it's a humorous analogy, but it's like that kitchen counter that he put in front of you to lay it down. Because he wants to walk with you on that, you know, on that walk to the park and have those gazebo mornings with you, those gazebos day. God wants a gazebo life with you. Mm. Because all of that stress, all of that hecticness and weight, it's like
pride.
You're trying to lift it up. You're trying to do it on your own, and God says no. I called you to cry out to me. It's through me that you're going to do this.
Right. And pride keeps us from crying out to him.
Exactly. Because we're trying to rely on ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I want to encourage you that it's just like, don't be anxious about anything. But in everything, in prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And that peace of God, which transcends all of your realities, all mm-hmm. of your comprehensions, everything that you can fathom, all of your understanding, it'll guard your hearts and your minds even when you have no paradigm or grid as to see how. And the thing is, though, is like, yeah, but you can be looking at those groceries and be like, yeah, but this is a good thing. I mean, look at what it's doing. It's just like, okay, yeah, it's a good thing, but here's the question. But is it a God thing? Mm-hmm. Is that what God called you to do? It could be a good idea, but is it a God idea? And that's the thing. It's just like, if we're picking up something and we're broken about it, and it's just like, you know, we're breaking God's heart. Mm-hmm. And God wants us to be able to carry those things because God's got feelings. God's got desires for us.
Wow.
And he wants us to walk with him carrying, you know, what he desires. He wants to be able to share his hearts with those that, you know, I was able to talk with a friend earlier this week, and it was just like, he had a lot of a lot of things he's going through. And I didn't say much. I just kind of listened to him. But you think about it, how helpful is it when you know that you can share your heart with others? And it's just like, God wants us to be able to just sit with him and be like, how's your day?
Yeah.
God, what's on your heart right now? That's why you hear us talking about it over and significantly is abiding. The journal, a pen, your Bible.
Yeah.
Like, God, what's on your heart? I just want to listen. Help me to listen, God. This is that day. This is that moment when we can take those groceries and lay it down and just have a gazebo day with God.
Just hang out.
iabide.org. And if you don't know this God who we're talking about, go to meetmyfather.org and you can lay down a life of groceries. Lay it all down and begin that gazebo life. Begin that abiding lifestyle, that relationship to be the greatest success, a friend of God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.